Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to check in with Chuck Todd. He is, of course, NBC News political director, moderator of Meet the Press. You can see it at Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on Channel 5, hear it on KMOX, Sunday evenings at 8. And Chuck, as we go through the reopening around the country, President Trump, he announced the Operation Warp Speed as far as coming up with a vaccine. It seems like he's taking that approach to about everything during this attempted recovery.
Well, I think that that's, you know, when there's really only one thing he seems to be focused on, and that is the vaccine. And every other part, it's almost like he's either he wants to gloss over it or realizes it's too hard to catch up, whether it's, you know, nationalizing a contact tracing program, things like that. So instead, he wants to focus on the vaccine. Understandable. I mean, you know, ultimately, it does appear that, you know, given every time it seems like we have a handle on what everything this virus does, we find out something new, like this syndrome it's causing in kids, even those who are asymptomatic. So I understand all the focus on the vaccine. It's just that there's a lot of uncertainty on that timeline. You know, you talk to some experts and they think we could be, you know, 2-3 years, and then there's a reminder that some things we still don't have a vaccine for. They never did get a vaccine for SARS, for instance, let alone a vaccine for AIDS. So, you know, we got to remember here, it isn't easy coming up with vaccines, or we'd have vaccines for some of these other viruses and diseases that are out there.
Another thing we are noticing is that we're not seeing as much of Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx lately. Mm-hmm. Do you expect we might see more of them in the days ahead, or are they going to continue to be kind of in the background?
Well, Dr. Fauci himself was asked this question, I believe, last night. I think it was last night in a forum that he was participating in, and he said that was going to change. He said that yes, he's noticed, and he said that all of the scientific professionals, you would start to see them back. At least that was according to him. And I'll just tell you this: I look forward to seeing if that is true myself on Sunday. How about that?
Yeah, we'll see if he's going to be out there on Sunday.
Exactly.
Now, also the economy, of course, more jobless, almost 40 million now out of work. There is talk among some in Washington of another stimulus package. There are those who say where it's not time yet. What's going to happen there?
I think the pressure is just only going to get ramped up against Mitch McConnell. I mean, look, there's some of the more senior Republicans in the leadership in the Senate. All aren't ready yet. I think John Cornyn from Texas probably speaks for the group when he said, we've shoveled a bunch of money out the door. We'd like to see what's working and what's not before doing that. And he's not alone in that thinking. But then you have others like Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, who tweeted yesterday, a vulnerable Republican up for re-election. He goes, I can't believe we're about to go into recess and we didn't consider any COVID-19 legislation at all. And I think that's the bad look here, potentially, for Senate Republicans. And I think that's where this pressure is going to come up. Look, we're going to get a new unemployment rate coming up when we get the full picture of the May jobs report. That's likely to be closer to 20, maybe even over 20. So I got to think in the next week to 10 days that like a vice tightening on the leadership, the Senate, I think you're going to see more Senate Republicans do what Cory Gardner did and start publicly complaining, hey, we got to do more action. We got to do more action.
And obviously, Chuck Todd, we're hoping for a V-shaped recovery, but it looks more and more like this is going to be pretty much a wide U.
Well, there was some really alarming reports you know, as you've seen, we've had, look at all the brand names. In fact, I'm going to touch on this on Sunday. Look at all the brand names just in the last 3 weeks that we've seen file for some sort of Chapter 11, or they're shutting down a bunch of retail stores. Victoria's Secret, Bed Bath & Beyond, Pier 1, J. Crew, JCPenney. This is just all in the last couple of weeks. So those jobs, they're not coming back. And then you have more and more economists noting that the longer companies go at a work from home mindset, there's savings that comes with that. And companies are already seeing the permanent changes they can make in their staffing. And that is what is unfortunately going to sustain this economic downturn in the next 6 months, sadly.
And want to mention before I let you go, Joe Biden has kind of been laying low a little bit in recent weeks, months during the coronavirus outbreak. Still has yet to pick a vice presidential a running mate. Who do you see as the front runners as he really gets serious about making that choice?
Well, he indicated, I think, yesterday that he's only now actually starting to do the real vetting, that they've got the material they want and they're doing the real vetting. I think you're looking, you know, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, I think, continue to be probably slightly ahead of a group that also includes Stacey Abrams, Val Demings, who's a congresswoman from Florida, and then a couple of governors, Michigan Governor Whitmer, a senator from New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan. But ultimately, I think when you look, from what I've understood, the Biden folks, the appealing thing about Klobuchar, Warren, and Harris is simply they went through a national campaign. They've been through the ringer a little bit. And having gone through the ringer a little bit in the era of Trump matters a lot to some of these folks. So I continue to believe you're more likely to see to be one of those three former candidates this year.
All right. So, Chuck Todd, who do you have on Meet the Press on Sunday?
Well, we're going to do a lead on the search for the vaccine and do all of that, and then we're going to be also speaking with the governor of Ohio, the Republican governor who's been tough on openings and closings that the president hasn't targeted.
All right, well, you'll hear that on Sunday morning at 8, Channel 5, and Sunday evening at 8 on KMOX. Chuck Todd, moderator, Meet the Press, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Coming up, the news on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.